Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Because that's what we're focusing on. Not so much the air coming in and out through the nose, but the movement of the body as it breathes in, breathes out. Wherever you feel that, focus your attention there. And then ask yourself if long breathing feels good there. If it does, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Try to be fully aware of what you're doing right now, how you're breathing right now. And keep on top of the breath to make sure that it's comfortable. We're trying to give the mind a good foundation for its concentration. And the foundation has to be something that's comfortable, pleasant, and interesting. After all, the breath energy as it flows through the body can have an effect on the health of the body, your sense of the body right now. So take advantage of that. Fill the body with your awareness. Take full possession of your body. Think of the breath filling the whole body as it comes in, as it goes out. And this becomes your place. Today's Halloween, the day when people are afraid of being haunted by ghosts or possessed by ghosts. Actually, we're haunted and possessed by something much more dangerous all the time, which is our defilements. Greed comes, aversion comes, delusion comes, and they take over very quickly. The thing is, they don't come and look scary. They look very seductive. Greed looks very appealing. Even anger has its appeal. It gives you a sense of power. Delusion has all kinds of tricks to keep you fascinated. You can learn and see through the danger of these things. There's a story in the canon of a monk doing walking meditation. At the end of his path, a beautiful woman appears. She's very well-dressed, covered with ornaments. And she invites him to disrobe. He looks at her and he sees her as a snare of death laid out. He's realizing that that's where he went, that's what he end up with. So even though she had her appeals, he realized that it was just on the surface and the long term was going to be bad. This is how you have to think when you're practicing the Dharma. You can't just go for the immediate impression. You have to look for the long-term results of your choices. And you can do that best when you're not overcome by greed, aversion, and delusion. You can do it best when you are fully aware right here, right now, with a sense of well-being. Because a lot of times we go for greed, aversion, and delusion because we don't feel comfortable in the present moment. And these things come along and they have their attractions. And we say, who cares about the long term? I want what I want right now. We end up suffering. We do it again and again and again. Like that story of King Gauravya. He knows that he's too old to even put his foot in the right place. And yet with the prospect of gaining another kingdom, he'd do it. Even if it meant war, even a kingdom on the other side of the ocean, he was totally insatiable. That's the way it is with most of us. We keep on suffering from the results of our past actions, but we don't learn from them. So we keep on suffering more. We don't see the connection between our actions and the results. This is what Buddha's teaching is all about. When he gave the shortest synopsis of his awakening, it was a principle of causality. Some actions give the results immediately, but some take time. You want to think about the long term if you want to be wise. So put the mind in a position where it is able to resist the possession and the haunting of these defilements, where it's not deluded by them. And that way you can stay safe when nothing can possess you. Or you might say, if wisdom possesses you, that's fine. Mindfulness, compassion, these things possess you, that's fine. But don't let the defilements come in. Fully inhabit your body, and you don't leave any space for them. That's how you keep yourself protected.